Hello again. Here we are. We are on story 24, friends and neighbors. This is our 24 story expedition through Pearl Buck's book, The Story Bible. And our 24th story is called Jesus Ascends into Heaven. So I'll repeat a little bit of where we left off yesterday, then begin today's. We won't finish today, but we'll get into it. And being that this is a middle Sabbath, let's just take a second for a couple deep breaths. Slow deep breaths. And empty our hearts and make room for the Word. Remember, we left off yesterday with Thomas experiencing the reality of the risen Christ. And he says this, "My Lord and my God," said Thomas then, "I do believe." And he was filled with joy. Jesus said to him, "Only because you have seen me do you believe. But blessed are those who have not seen me, and even so believe." Now all 11 of them knew that Jesus had indeed risen from the dead, as was written in the scriptures, and just as he had said he would. And now, story 24, Jesus ascends into heaven. Sometime after the events in Jerusalem, Jesus did show himself to his disciples at the Sea of Galilee, as he had promised. The way it happened was this. Simon Peter, with Thomas, who is called the twin, and Nathanael of Cana, and James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of the disciples, they were all together one evening on the shore of the inland sea. Simon Peter said to the rest, "I am going fishing." "We will go with you," said the others. So they got into the boat. They took it out into the midst of the sea. But though they lowered their net and hauled it in time and time again, they had caught nothing by the time the first dim light of dawn appeared in the sky. They turned back toward the shore with not a single fish to show for their long night's work. At daybreak, Jesus appeared on the shore. They saw him standing there in the soft and shadowy light of the morning, but they did not know that it was he. As they brought the boat in toward the land, he called out to them, "Children, have you any fish?" "No," they answered with regret. "Then cast your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some," Jesus said. Supposing that he was a fellow fisherman kindly offering them good advice, they cast again at once. And this time, they could not haul in the net for all the multitude of fishes that it held. Then John realized who was standing upon the shore. "It is the Lord," he said to Peter. When Simon Peter heard that it was Jesus, he quickly put on his fisherman's cloak, for he had taken it off while he worked, and sprang into the sea to go to Jesus. The other disciples followed in the boat, dragging with them the net full of fish. They were quite close to land, no more than 100 yards away, so it was not long before they pulled the boat up on the shore. And as soon as they landed, they saw a charcoal fire burning, with a fish already laid upon it, and some bread nearby. But the man whom John had said was Jesus did not look like their Lord. It puzzled them, but nevertheless, they went toward him on the beach. "Bring some of the fish which you have caught," Jesus said to them. Simon Peter went back to the boat and hauled the net ashore. It was full of huge fish, 153 of them. And even though there were so many of them, the net was still unbroken. "Come and break your fast," Jesus invited his disciples. And though he did not look the same as he had looked before, they did not dare ask him who he was. This time they were sure, because of the miracle of the fish, that he must be the master. They joined him at the fire, and Jesus took the loaf of bread and gave it to them with the fish. When they had eaten, Jesus turned to Simon Peter and said, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me deeply, even more than these others do?" "Yes, Lord," Peter answered. "You know that I love you." "Then feed my lambs for me," said Jesus. And then he asked a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me deeply?" "Yes, Lord," Peter said again. "You know that I love you." "Then tend my sheep for me," said Jesus. And then he asked a third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me deeply?" Peter was grieved because Jesus had asked him three times if he loved him, for he had momentarily forgotten that he had once denied his Lord three times and required his forgiveness. "Lord," he said, "you know all things. You know that I love you." But he did not understand that Jesus was speaking of divine love, a love that would sacrifice all things for his Lord. "Then be my shepherd. Feed my sheep," said Jesus. And with these words, he was assuring Peter of forgiveness and entrusting him with the task of carrying on his work. "You know that when you were young," Jesus went on, "you used to clothe yourself and go wherever you pleased. But I tell you truly that when you are old, you will stretch out your hands for help, and someone else will clothe you in another way and take you where you do not want to go." In saying this, he was telling Peter that the manner of his disciples' death would not be of Peter's choosing, but that in dying, as he was to die, he would be glorifying God. With these words, Jesus ended their meeting. This was now the third time that Jesus had showed himself to his disciples after he had risen. For 40 days after he had risen from the dead, he appeared among them many times to prove to them that he was indeed alive, or to speak to them about the kingdom of God. One day, he talked to them upon a mountainside in Galilee, and he said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all the commandments that I have given you. Preach the good news to all the world. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in many new tongues. They will take snakes into their hands and not be hurt. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. And I say to you, that I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. And that's where we'll conclude today's edition. Jesus ascends into heaven. Amen. Hope you enjoyed today's devotion. We're getting near the end, so it's a good time to go back and start re-listening to the stories as you can put it all together now as 1 3 years of a life for the Son of God. Be blessed on your middle Sabbath, and we'll talk at you again tomorrow. And until then, thank God, be a grateful Christian, and follow Jesus. Be a dedicated Christian.